The Olympic Games began with a spectacular opening ceremony paying homage to the ancient Greeks, but it's not just the athletes who might draw inspiration from the classical past. The spectators could learn a few things, too, as commentator and author of The Naked Olympics, Tony Perrottet, observes.
Sports fans seem a pretty wimpy bunch these days. Over in Athens, everyone's fretting about traffic jams, pollution, the lack of a roof over the swimming pool. Even blackouts are a worry because they might affect the air conditioning in hotels. But perhaps modern audiences should draw inspiration from the ancient Greek sports fans, who were, according to our sources, a far hardier crew. In fact, to survive as a spectator at the first Olympics, you had to be almost as tough as the athletes themselves. For a start, you had to be physically fit just to get to the venue. It was 210 miles from Athens to Olympia, and most Greeks made the trip on foot, trudging for days along terrible roads. When the exhausted fans did arrive at the site, they found basically no spectator facilities at all. The Sanctuary of Zeus was an idyllic little collection of sacred temples and altars, but it had only one hotel, and that was reserved for VIPs. The rank-and-file spectators had to fend for themselves. Most slept al fresco, laying out their bedding in open fields or beneath the statues of famous wrestling champions. For the 5 days of the Games, conditions went from bad to worse. The two rivers at Olympia usually dried up in summer, so fans couldn't wash or obtain regular water supplies. Many collapsed from heatstroke or even died from dehydration. The stench of sweat and rotting garbage mixed with noxious wafts from the open-air latrines. The insect problem was so bad that priests would sacrifice at a special altar to Zeus, the averter of flies. There weren't even any seats in the stadium, so fans had to stand for 16 hours a day, while vendors extorted them for wine and sausages. And yet, despite all these agonies, the hordes kept coming back to Olympia, packing the venue every 4 years for nearly 12 centuries. That's 293 Olympiads, a staggering total. So what was the secret of the game's longevity? What inspired these ancient Greek sports fans to put up with so much discomfort? It was a question that the philosopher Epictetus pondered in the 1st century AD. Epictetus argued that the Olympic Games were a metaphor for human existence itself. Every day was filled with difficulties. Heat, crowds, crime, noise, and endless petty annoyances. But of course you put up with it all, he declared, because it's an unforgettable spectacle. Perhaps the millions of sports fans arriving in Athens today should heed the philosopher's wisdom. Greece may not run like Switzerland, but a little bit of chaos will be a small price to pay for a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Or as an athlete might put it, no pain, no gain.
Tony Perrottet is the author of The Naked Olympics, the true story of the ancient games. He lives in Manhattan.